This is your Week 13 DraftKings preview. I'm Ashley Docking. Now, if you're paying up at quarterback this week, targeting the Saints-Lions matchup is a no-brainer. Drew Brees is in the midst of another elite fantasy season, and the Lions' secondary isn't what you would consider reliable. They've given up a ton of points to quarterbacks this year. On the other side of the ball, Matthew Stafford comes in $600 cheaper than Brees and gets a Saints defense that, let's be honest, isn't exactly the team's bread and butter. The Saints allowed 3 first-half touchdowns to rookie Jared Goff, so it should be a high-scoring affair in New Orleans on Sunday. As a result, all of the game's receivers are in play as stacking options, but Marvin Jones at just $4,400 is very enticing. It's also a bounce-back spot for Jones, who saw double-digit targets last week for the first time since Week 2. I'm happy to report that Colin Kaepernick is finally getting some love in fantasy circles and continues to be an underpriced, significant upside guy, just like Tyrod Taylor. And I can't stress enough that high fantasy floor is not a dirty term, and with this duo's rushing ability, that's exactly what they should be considered. Trevor Siemian is even more affordable at $5,100 taking on the Jaguars. He's passed for multiple scores in 3 straight and is coming off a career-high 368 passing yard performance against the Chiefs. Speaking of the Chiefs, although Charcandrick West is tipping the snap count scale towards his favor recently, Spencer Ware is still the one to own out of the pair. Ware has topped 70 total yards in every game except one this season and out-touched West 19-3 last week against Denver. As a result, the Falcons, who've allowed over 1,600 yards and 13 touchdowns to running backs, is a plus matchup for the RB2. It's important to look at volume as an indicator for fantasy success, and Doug Martin has 52 touches in the past 2 weeks. So if you need more evidence to want to roster him, Tampa Bay's opponent, the Chargers, are near the bottom of the league against the run. Now, if you're spending up big time on the rest of your roster and need a risky, cheap play, maybe it's Deion Lewis's week. Sure, he saw just 10 touches against the Jets, but that's just one less than LeGarrette Blount. And both him and James White saw 4 targets, but Lewis outgained him in the passing game. So expect Lewis to get his fair share of opportunities in the Patriots' attack. If we're talking attack, we have to mention Sammy Watkins, who racked up 80 yards on 3 catches in his return to action. He's attempting tournament play at $5,500 in a plus matchup. Will Fuller looked healthy last week on his way to 4 catches for 60 yards. He has affordable upside against a suspect Packers secondary. And I imagine Tyreek Hill will be chalky this week thanks to his price tag and 3 touchdown day against the Broncos. Add in the fact that the Falcons have been susceptible to big plays all year, and that they may be without Desmond Trufant for an extended period of time, the rookie Hill will very likely surpass his DK value this week. As usual, the tight end position is full of mid-priced options with favorable matchups this week. Zach Ertz, Travis Kelce, CJ Fedorowicz, and Kobe Fleener all face defenses in the top 10 for tight end production against. But after burning owners with a 0 last week, do you dare trust Eric Ebron? He is up against the Saints. On the defensive side of the ball, the top 2 options are the highest priced. As always, the Broncos, the class of the league, especially against a turnover-prone Jaguars. Then you have the Patriots. They take on the Rams. That is it for your DraftKings fantasy preview for Week 13. Go to DraftKings.com and enter promo code Broncos to play for free today.